Sentire Media.
Ciao a tutti and welcome to Venice Talks, a podcast series dedicated to Venice in Italy. I'm your host, Monica Cesarato, a Venetian food and travel blogger. Join me as I share my insider knowledge to help you explore Venice at 360 degrees. In this weekly podcast, we'll dive into the heart of the city, uncovering hidden stories and connecting with the people who make Venice unique. The artisans, the writers, the fashion designers, the bloggers, the journalists, and more. Let's break free from cliché and discover the true essence of Venice, not just the monuments, but the vibrant people, the Venetians. Experience Venice the right sustainable way. You can find me on my blog at www.monicacesarato.com and across all social media platforms. Enjoy the episode and let's journey through Venice together. Welcome back to Venice Talks, Season 2, Episode 5. Hi everybody and welcome back to another episode of Venice Talks. Today my special guest is Eleonora Menegazzo from Mario Berta Battiloro. Ciao Eleonora, so nice to speak to you after such a long time.
Ciao Monica, it's a pleasure to be here and to talk about our family business and of the special art of the gold beater.
Yes, because that's what is so special. And I'm so happy we managed finally to talk, because we managed to talk back when we did during COVID with my Instagram lives. I remember we had a lovely chat, but as far as I remember, something went wrong and I never managed actually to record the chat.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. So okay. We did the live, but actually for some reason the recording didn't stay. Yeah. It was the only one. So considering that, guys, you don't know, but it took me 3 takes right now to start this episode. I don't think I have a very good record with Leonora. Okay, so first of all, let's explain everybody what Battiloro is, what an important art and craft he is for Venice.
So he's a very long and precious art craft of Venice, because the gold beater, or Battiloro in Italian, arrived in Venice in the year 1000 from Byzantio, the ancient Istanbul.
Wow! Okay.
So it's a very, very old tradition to transform the gold ingot into thin foils for different applications. Mm-hmm. So we opened the first time our atelier in 1926, was the family Rivani, was the cousins of my grandfather, Mario Berta. Mm-hmm. Then in 1969, my grandfather, Mario Berta, take care of the laboratory, because all the family Rivani died in an accident.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then in 1992, my father, Marino Menegazzo, and my mother, Sabrina Berta, take care again of the laboratory.
Okay.
And me and my twin sister now, we are the first generation that transform this precious metal into foils.
Okay, so now this is very interesting, because I didn't realize this. Maybe we didn't talk about it last time, or in all these years, and I never even asked you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was passed from father to son. Instead, it's passed from father to daughter. So is it actually from to your mom's side?
Yes.
That it comes?
Ah. Yeah. Yes.
This is interesting.
Yes.
Okay. So how old was your dad when he started this hard job? Because, I mean, guys, I think it's one of the hardest jobs I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, your dad is an icon for me.
So dad was 22 and now are 49 years that he makes this particular particular art. And you know, in 12 days he became 70.
Wow.
Yeah, so
are you kidding me? I honest to God, I thought he was my age. Wow. Wow. It must be all the gold that is breathing in. You know, the gold keeps you young, so there must be. So let's explain practically. Obviously, people cannot visualize it because obviously we don't have a video, but let's explain what actually your dad does.
So is a Hard transformation because we buy our ingot in Vicenza, so we buy pure gold 24 carat, then we melt it at 1700 degrees, so became liquid. This liquid gold is positioned inside a special form to create another size of a new ingot. The new ingot is passed through a machine of 1960, is the laminator. The laminator transforms an ingot of 10 centimeters in a lame of 3 meters, so very, very thin and very long. Then we have to cut in 300 pieces this long lame. Marino makes the first beating with the machine of 1926. So it's the old machine still in use that transforms this small square in a round foil of 1 micron. Is that not like the thickness of one hair? So it's very particular to make this paragon of this foil. And then the women cut the foil introduced inside the plastic papers for the second beating of Marino with the different hammers from 3 kilo to 8 kilos.
And that is, I think, the most fascinating part of a job is watching your dad with his big hammer looking like four. Max, max, max. I got to say, probably your dad must be one of the calmest person on the earth because he gets out all his anger on beating the hammer all the time. But I can imagine what a hard, I mean, you know, it's a hard job, and at 70 still doing it. Totally impressed. Totally impressed. Have you ever actually tried, either you or your sister, to hammer?
I tried a lot of times, but it's really complicated. Not only for the beating and using the hammers, but to count the beatings, the coordination of the hands, and also look without fear what are you doing? It's really, really hard work.
Of
And
course.
believe me, I tried so many times, but it's not possible for a woman.
Because
Impossible.
there is also a lot of you have to get yourself in a rhythm, don't you? You know. Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh. And what about the tools that your dad used? Are they still the original ones? I'm not talking about the machine. I'm talking about the hammers and the wood and the what do you call it? The place where you play the thing where you place the gold to be beaten. Oh dear, I can't think of you know. Oh, the chop of it. No, it's not chopping board. What is it called?
So he used the hammers of 1926. So the 3 kilo, 4, 6, and 8 kilos hammers are originals from 1926. And if you mean the external paper that cover the packet that has inside the gold foils, the external is dry leather, but is not original. It's used consumed is the 10 years maximum. So it's not.
Because obviously you get worn out and everything. Oh my God.
Instead of the marble is from 1992 when we decided to divide the production. So in 1926 was in all the production was inside the palace of Titian. So everything was there, and then obviously in the years we mastered that separate all the process. So Marino has his room inside the garden, you know, that is protected from the noise outside, and they broke the vibration of the hammers and the machines.
Because also that's the other part that you just mentioned it. You really mentioned it en passant, like if it was something not very important, but you are in a very, very important location, are you? I mean, yours is an historic building, but with a special history because it was the home of
Yeah, it's wonderful to be there. And when you open the door of the palace, the part of the palace, because in the past was all the palace was the property of Titian. Then in the years was divided into different apartments, but our
Ah,
place.
was he where he lived or was he where he was born?
Not lived
He
because
lived.
he was born in Cadore.
Ah, okay, yes, okay. Well, we spoke about the other day. I get always confused between Titian and Tintoretto, between the two. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's where he lived. Okay.
And you open the door and you brief story, history, hard work.
I know it must be so amazing thinking this guy was there, centuries ago, and you've been there for just as long. Because I mean, if you machine 19, you said 1922, right? Or 1920, yeah,
26, 26.
26. So, oh, in 2 years, oh, in 2 years' time, he will be 100. Okay. So what do you actually do then with this gold? I mean, you prepare it, but what kind of use is done with all these gold leaves?
So the first application, the most important, is the artistic decoration. It means glass into glass or in external glass. Interior design or every kind of tools, objects, furniture, you could apply gold. So for artistic decoration is for many different things. The second business in the last years is the edible decoration. So to put on risotto and pasta on
Cakes,
every kind of dishes.
chocolates, chocolates.
Chocolate, yeah, exactly. And it's not only for the eye, for decorating the place, but gold, pure gold, 24 karat, is an anti-inflammatory. So
Okay.
is a very you have your benefits after the eating of gold because it's an anti-inflammatory. And
Okay.
this is why I study to create the cosmetic use, because in the cosmetic use with the mask, with the eye patches, you have immediately a renovation of your skin,
Okay.
a new production of collagen on the skin, a change completely the color of your skin.
Oh, wow.
Is
Okay. That
something
is why I told you
unique.
that is why your dad looks so young.
But also
and your mom too. And your
mom.
mom and your mom too. Yeah, of course. Oh, wow. So, and what how so your dad looks after the, let's say, the beating part. You girls, what do you look after then? What do you develop?
We make other part of the production. So we prepare first of all the plastics, the papers, the tools to start the production. This is a very important passage. Because Venice is too humid. With the humidity,
Oh,
the
of
gold
course.
stick, and we could never use it again.
Of course.
So this is one of the most important part of for us for women. And then the second part, very important, is the cat and the packaging. So after the beating of Marino, we have to take care of each foil inside the packet and cut in a perfect square with the particular tool called Carrello.
Okay.
So the foil is less than a hair. So you breathe
Wow.
and the gold fly.
Yeah, remember I saw your mom once at a show, and she was, I was mesmerized by looking at her doing this operation. And, when she was picking up of the gold, it was like, oh my God, it's gonna go fly. Come to me. But it's true, it's so light. It's like, just like as you say, like air is
Like
unbelievable.
here.
Oh my God.
And when you take in your hand a small piece of gold and you scratch it, at the end disappear. So it's a mystic material because when you scratch it, it's consumed and disappear.
Of
So it's
course.
unbelievable because you are taking care of this particular foil, and then at the end, if you would like to destroy it,
Yeah,
disappear.
of
So.
course. You are, I want to stress this out. You're
Go.
not the only one in Venice, but you're definitely the only one in Italy. Are you the only one probably in Europe and in the world left to do it by hand?
In Italy and in Europe, I confirm that, we
That
are
you
the
are.
last one
Okay.
artisan. In all over, you know, there is in Cambodia,
Okay.
Thailand, and Japan. But in Thailand and Cambodia, for example, they use an archaic method.
Okay.
In Japan, they use machines, and
Okay.
no other gold beater physically for women, not woman, sorry, human.
Yeah.
Human
Okay.
that make the beating. No.
This is, and this is brings me to the, I said to you that we're going to leave it for last, but unfortunately we need to talk about it now because we are there. And this brings me to your problem at the moment, that you cannot find, in these all these years, you never were able to find somebody that will come and train under your dad and take over, carry on this job, isn't it? That's very sad, isn't it?
Exactly. It's very, very sad. And my dad Marino asked many times to people, guys, young men, to try and love with passion this art craft. But, you know, it's very complicated. It's
Of
very
course.
boring because every day is the same production. You could change thicknesses, carat, color, sizes, but it's the same production. And the last apprentice resisted 3 days. So it was
Whoa.
unbelievable.
I thought you were going to say to
Unbelievable.
me like 3 years or 3 months.
No,
Three
no,
days?
3 days.
Oh,
So,
la
you know,
la.
you couldn't understand, learn
Of
a
course.
particular art in 3 days. It's not
Wow.
possible. You have to be patient,
Of
and we
course.
are patient that you have to learn this particular art. It's not possible make it immediately.
No,
No.
no.
Also, Marino, for different product, carrot or experiment,
Yeah.
and need to understand how the gold explode inside the plastics. It's
Of
not
course.
possible know everything.
Of course. So,
So
well, you're saying it can be repetitive, but then again, you're here telling me that you're always developing new programs and you're working all the time because us and we know each other and I know all the different realities in, you know, all the different companies and people you work with in Venice. So I know you're always involved in different, you know, texture, different fabrics, different, you name it, you're, you know. If it's got to have gold, you are the people call. Yeah. So it's not, in a way, it's not so boring. I mean, it might be boring, the actual, you know, repetitive, not boring, but repetitive, the action of beating it. But then you are involved, as you were saying, in trying to see what the gold reacts to different kind of things. So it can, maybe it's a bit repetitive at the beginning when you have to start, but it's like all crafts that, you know, to be good, you to make perfect, you have to train a lot. So, you know, I
I
don't.
agree with you, but is what the last apprentice said to us that it was boring and complicated and
Babe, but maybe you had the wrong person because 3 days, how can you decide in 3 days if you don't like something?
how
Come on, it's
that.
just it means you're already set up in your head that you're gonna be, I don't know, it's just maybe the wrong person probably. I mean, so what is actually going to happen to the Battiloro in the next few years then? Sadly.
It's very sad to tell you that at the end of January in 2025, we will close the production, and the gold beater never exists anymore in Venice.
Yeah, I was talking to your sister the other day because I said, well, what about if, you know, I know that you've been on TV, you've been on newspapers, you ask the city to give you help and nothing happened. But she was saying to me, even something happened right now is a bit too late because it still takes time to train somebody. So a year wouldn't, well, less than a year now, wouldn't be enough anyway. Oh, that's such a sad story. I mean, I don't know what to say because you know, I've always loved what you do, and you know, I know how hard you guys have worked also to not just because you have a last, but also because of the quality of a product and the kind of level of artisanship and the kind of level of other of the people you work with, because you work with practically every single artisan in the city. I can imagine how desperate they are as well, because
someone cry a lot.
Oh my God, seriously?
For the quality of the material.
Of course.
Monica, I tell only this thing that for me is very sad, because that with our generation. And my dream was to create a machine or a similar robot that make the beating of Marino.
Okay.
But it's really, really was really complicated. The help from university, from the
Really?
city. Yeah.
Really? You're talking about university just in Italy or around the world?
Not in Italy, because was necessary to be here or very close to our laboratory to understand how the machine beats or make the production. Was very, very important to be close near us, and we
and the university wasn't interested.
They were very, very interested, but they would like to have money from Europe with the different PNR or for the New Horizon 2020. These are some examples, but was really complicated for me to create this project to share with the university.
Of
They
course.
loved the project, but they couldn't develop it.
Yeah. Well, it's always a question of funds. Okay, then we need some private people with money. Okay, let's put it out there.
I tried with the
Battiloro needs a robot. Okay, I never thought I would say something like this. But you're looking for a robot that can work with people, though, because of course you're talking about the physical part, but then everything else obviously will still be run by people. So the idea that would be interesting if we, you know, if you manage to get something. I didn't realize you were trying to do something like that. I mean, if I knew, I would have spoken out a little bit earlier, you know. I mean, with all the contacts that you have all over the world, all the American people you know, all the Arabs and stuff, nobody's ever expressed some kind of interest?
For create this machine?
Yeah.
No.
Funny.
To help us to share our story? Yes, a lot.
Of course.
Maybe next year. At the Oscar night, there will be a documentary about us.
Wow. Okay. This is a big preview. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Well, okay. Well, we need
but
to
only
get.
For the story, Monica, only story couldn't help us to
Of course.
continue.
Of course. In life, you need money. That's, we know we all got to pay bills. I know. It's easy to say. And, you know, it's easy to say for journalists, oh, do this, do that. Yeah, right. Okay. But we know the nitty gritty. We know what it's like to try to, above all in Italy, it's not easy to get the money. I know people say, oh, but you should ask the European Union. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yes. It's like, it's people with money can get money. People that don't have money don't get money.
I agree with you.
I'm sorry. So, but for the next year, you're still going to be working. Okay. You're still going to be involved. So people can people actually visit the shop, previous, you know, appointment or stuff like that, or not?
Absolutely. Yes. Until November, the production goes on normally. And in November, we close the production of the gold beating. And in January 2025, we close it definitely.
Okay. And so you're going to be closing also your cosmetic line?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Okay.
Me too.
That is sad because I know you were pretty much in many of the hotels, many of the locations in Venice and around the world. Oh, that is so sad. Oh gosh, this is a sad episode. I feel like I'm gonna cry now. Okay, in the meantime, so people can come and see you. Where is your website and where can they find you on social medias?
So the website is www.berta at battiloro.com and Mario Berta Battiloro in social media,
Okay.
Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, that's very easy. Eleonora, thank you again for this beautiful chat. I'm so sad. I mean, I knew when I met your sister the other day and I said, oh, can I interview you? And she says, well, yeah, but. And I was like, oh no. I thought it was only, when I read the news, I thought it was be, just news. I didn't realize it was the reality. So, oh gosh. Okay. So, what do you think you and your sister will be doing then after this?
So, for me now, is more easier to find another kind of job. And now I take care of a 4-star hotel in Jesolo where I lived.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
And my twin sister, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a good question. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I didn't ask her. I didn't ask her because I was so shocked by what she was saying, but I didn't
Yeah,
have time
yeah.
to go to the next level. Okay.
Yeah, it's
But
not easy. It's not easy. But
yeah.
I would take care about my mother and my
Yeah,
father that
of course.
they work a lot in very hard in these years. But
Yeah.
I'm
Well,
also
in a
happy.
way for, hey, listen, in a way for them, it's time to retire anyway to
Anyway,
find
yeah.
to enjoy themselves also because they're both. They're young, but they also look very young. So maybe it's time for them to go on holidays or something,
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, what's going to happen to Titian Palace?
Okay, so the part where my father beats the proprietor, the American proprietor, they maybe take care about the space. And the other one is, sorry for tell you, is in sale.
Okay, di Salini, yeah.
Yeah, we are selling it for a laboratory or small
Okay,
apartment.
okay, okay, okay. So if somebody is interested in buying where Titian used to
Where
live,
Tisha lived,
all
yeah.
they got to do is get in touch with you guys. Well, hey, listen, you got to pay the bills. We need to save these things, Unless all of a sudden somebody appears and says, "Guys, I'll make you a robot." In which case. Then it will be another chapter of the story of Batiloro.
Exactly.
Yeah. Eleonora, thank you so much for this chat, even though it was a little bit of a sad one, but still, it's part of the history of Venice. And well, I'll see you around anyway. So it's not like I'm not going to see you around, but I'll see you around and give my regards to all the family. Ciao, ciao,
Thank you
cara.
so much. Thank you so much, Monica. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao,
Grazie.
ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much, Eleonora, for the lovely, even though a little bit sad chat. You can find Eleonora and all her family at www.berta-battiloro.com and on all social medias as Mario Berta Battiloro. Thank you again for listening. Venice Talks Podcast is a production of Sentire Media, created, produced, and hosted by me, Monica Cesarato. Follow Venice Talks wherever you get your podcast, and if you want to book a food tour or a cooking experience with me, you can find me over at www.monicacesarato.com and on all social medias with the handle at Monica Cesarato, where you can follow my adventures around Venice. And don't forget, if you love this episode, please rate it and leave a review. It's very much appreciated.
Sentire Media.
Hey, podcast producers and show hosts. Do you want to join a podcast network that celebrates all things Italian? At Sentire Media, we understand the allure of Italy and its unique culture. Our devoted team of hosts and producers are all driven by their shared passion for Italy. and we work tirelessly to create the best lifestyle podcasts and content that will whisk you away to the very heart of Italy. With us, you can savor the mouth-watering flavors, get lost in the stories from the past, break down the cultural barriers, and truly immerse yourself in the vibrant traditions of this intoxicating country. If you have a great podcast idea or are already in production and would like to join Sentire Media, head over to sentiremedia.com, that's S-E-N-T-I-R-E media.com, and find out how to submit your show.